Thank you.
जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीर वनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी,
श्री श्री किशोर किशोरी जी की जय, श्री नीताय गौर सुंदर की जय, श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा जी की जय, श्री ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय, समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय, नीताय गौर ब्रह्मानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे, वंचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 41। Okay, 41. Is it 41? Okay. It's quite long. Okay. Swapne yatha pashyati deham idrisham manurathena अभिनिविष्ट चेतनः दृष्ट श्रुताभ्यां मनसा अनुचिन्तयन् प्रपद्यते तत् किमपि ह्यपस्मृतिः। स्वप्ने यथा पश्यति देहमीदृशम् मनोरथेनाभिनिविष्टचेतनः दृष्टश्रुताभ्याम् मनसानुचिन्तयन् प्रपद्यते तत्किमपि ह्यपस्मृतिः स्वप्ने यथा पश्यति देहमीदृशम् मनोरथेनाभिनिविष्टचेतनः दृष्टश्रुताभ्याम् मनसानुचिन्तयन् प्रपद्यते तत्किमपि ह्यपस्मृतिः स्वप्ने यथा पश्यति देहमीदृशम् मनोरथेनाभिनिविष्टचेतनः दृष्टश्रुताभ्याम् मनसानुचिन्तयन् प्रपद्यते तत्किमपि ह्यपस्मृतिः स्वप्ने यथा पश्यति देहमीदृशम् मनोरथेनाभिनिविष्टचेतनः दृष्टश्रुताभ्याम् मनसानुचिन्तयन् प्रपद्यते तत् किमपि ह्यपस्मृतिः स्वप्ने यथा पश्यति देहमीदृशम् मनोरथेनाभिनिविष्टचेतनः दृष्टश्रुताभ्याम् मनसानुचिन्तयन् प्रपद्यते तत् किमपि ह्यपस्मृतिः स्वप्ने यथा पश्यति देहमीदृशम् मनोरथेनाभिनिविष्टचेतनः दृष्टश्रुताभ्याम् मनसानुचिन्तयन् प्रपद्यते तत् किमपि ह्यपस्मृतिः
Now the word meanings. Swapne, in the dream. In a dream. Yatha, as. Pasyati, one sees. Deham, the kind of body. Idrisham, similarly. Manurathena, by mental speculation. Avinivishta, is fully observed. Chetanaha, he whose consciousness, drishta, by whatever has been experienced, by seeing with eyes, sruta abhyam, and by hearing a description of something else, manasa, by the mind, anuchintayan, thinking, feeling and willing. Prapadyate surrenders tat to that situation. Kim api, what to speak of? He, indeed, apasmriti he, experiencing forgetfulness of the present body. Translation. And purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Having experienced a situation by seeing or hearing about it, one contemplates and speculates about that situation, and thus one surrenders to it, not considering his present body. Similarly, by mental adjustment, one by mental adjustments, one dreams at night of having under different circumstances in different bodies and forgets his actual position. Under this same process, one gives up his present body and accepts another. Tatha dehantara praptihi. From Bhagavad Gita. Purport. Transmigration of the soul is very clearly explained in this verse. One sometimes forgets his present body and thinks of his childhood body, a body of the past, and of how one was playing, jumping, talking, and so on. When the material body is no longer workable, it becomes dust. Then this is something new for me. For dust thou art. Okay. And unto dust shalt thou return. Okay. This is not the Prabhupada, the language of Prabhupada books. This is probably from Bible, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But when the body again mixes with the five material elements, earth, water, fire, air, and ether, the mind continues to work. The mind is the subtle substance in which the body is created, as we actually experience in our dreams and also when we are awake in contemplation. One must understand that the process of mental speculation develops a new type of body that does not actually exist. If one can understand the nature of the mind, manorathena, and his thinking, feeling, and willing, one can very easily understand how from one mind different types of bodies develop. It's a science. The Krishna consciousness moment, therefore, offers a process of transcendental activities wherein the mind is fully absorbed in affairs pertaining to Krishna. The presence of the soul is perceived by consciousness, and one must purify his consciousness from material to spiritual, or, in other words, to Krishna consciousness. That which is spiritual is eternal, and that which is material is temporary. Without Krishna consciousness, one's consciousness is always absorbed in temporary things. For everyone, therefore, Krishna recommends in Bhagavad Gita 9.34, Manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji imam namaskuru. One should always be absorbed in thought of Krishna. One should become his devotee. One should always engage in his service and worship him as the supreme God, supreme great. And one should always offer him obeisances. In the material world, one is always a servant of a greater person. And in the spiritual world, our constitutional position is to serve the supreme, the greatest, Param Brahma. This is the instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jivera Sharupa Hoy Krishnera Nityadash. Chaitanya Charitamrita 20.108. It's quite long. Should I read all? Okay. I give one more page. To act in Krishna consciousness in the perfection of life, is the perfection of life and the highest perfection of yoga. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 6.47, Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana Sraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatamo mataha. Of all yogis, he who always abides in me with great faith, worshipping me in transcendental loving service is most intimately united with me in yoga and is the highest of all. The condition of the mind which flickers between sankalpa and vikalpa, these are Sanskrit words, sankalpa, vikalpa are the two activities of minds. If sankalpa means to accept something, and vikalpa means to find another option, right? So, the condition of the mind which flickers between sankalpa and vikalpa, accepting something and rejecting it, is very important in transferring the soul to another material body at the time of death. Again, Krishna quotes,
Yam yam vapishmaran bhavam tyajatyante kalevaram tam tame vaiti kaunteya sada tad bhava bhavitah.
Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Bhagavad Gita 8.6. Therefore, one must train the mind in this system of bhakti yoga, as did Maharaj Ambarish, who kept himself always in Krishna consciousness. Sabai manah Krishna padaravindayo. One must fix the mind at the lotus feet of Krishna 24 hours a day. If the mind is fixed upon Krishna's lotus feet, the activities of the other senses will be engaged in Krishna's service. Haridas, this is Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchate. To serve Rishikesha, the master of the senses, with purified sense of purified senses, is called bhakti. Those who constantly engage in devotional service are situated in the transcendental state, above the material modes of nature. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 14.26, Mam cha yogya vicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samatityaitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service, who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature and thus comes to the level of Brahman. One must learn the secret of success from the Vedic literature, especially when the cream of Vedic knowledge is presented by Bhagavad Gita as it is. Because the mind is ultimately controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the word apasmritihi is significant. Forgetfulness of one's own identity is called apasmritihi. This apasmritihi can be controlled by the Supreme Lord. For the Lord says, Mattah smriti jnanam apohanam cha. From me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Instead of allowing one to forget one's real position, Krishna can revive one's original identity at the time of one's death, even though the mind may be flickering. Although the mind may work imperfectly at the time of death, Krishna gives a devotee a shelter at his lotus feet. Therefore, when a devotee gives up his body, the mind does not take him to another material world, body. The mind does not take him to another material body. Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti surjuna. Rather, Krishna takes the devotee to that place where he is engaged in the pastimes, mam eti. As we have already discussed in previous verses, one's consciousness, therefore, must always be observed in Krishna, and then one's life will be successful. Let me read that again. One's consciousness, therefore, must always be observed in Krishna, and then one's life will be successful. Otherwise, the mind will carry the soul to another material body. The soul will be placed in the semen of a father and discharged into the womb of mother. The semen and ovum create a particular type of body according to the form of the father and mother. And when the body is matured, the soul emerges in that body and begins a new life. This is the process of transmigration of the soul from one body to another. Tatha dehantara praptihi. Unfortunately, those who are less intelligent think that when the body disappears, when the body disappears, everything is finished. The entire world is being misled by such fools and rascals. But as stated in Bhagavad Gita 2.20, Nahanyate hanyamane sarire. The soul does not die when the body is destroyed. Rather, the soul takes on another body. The soul takes on another body. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. So, it's a long purport. Any questions? So, this is the topic here. Vasudeva is trying to explain to Kamsa. Is it? Yeah, so Kamsa was about to kill Devaki because he heard that Devaki's eighth son will be the cause of his death. Kamsa. Since he is a demon, demon always like to live forever, which is not possible. And when he heard that from the sky voice that he's going to be killed from his own sister's son, so he was so enraged with anger. How can somebody kill me? I am what I am. So before that child is born, I've just finished, before the fruit, if you finish the tree, then there will be no fruit. So similarly, he thought, I'll finish Devaki now, I'll kill her. So there will be no eighth child. So I will be living forever, I will be Ajara, Amara. So that was the mentality of this demon Kamsa. So he pulled out the sword. At that time, Vasudeva, he was so intelligent, he was so clever, and so he has to be, because he's going to be a father of Bhagavan. He's going to be the father of Krishna. Krishna will not come to any fool father. So Vasudeva is so, of course he is. When Vasudeva was born, it says in Bhagavatam that when Vasudeva was born, there were flowers falling from the sky, and then demigods beat the drums. Therefore, he is one of the name. Another name is Anakadundubhi. Anakadundubhi is the kettle drums that they play in some of the parties. Anakadundubhi. Shruta Anakadundubhi. Krishna is known as Shruta Anakadundubhi. He is the son of Anakadundubhi. So Vasudeva is now immediately thought of a plan. I have to save my wife Draupadi. And somehow, whatever, I have to offer him, some another, way, so that Devaki can be saved. So once Devaki is saved, then we can figure it out how to get it and get out of those things. So Vasudeva offered him. He is giving now the philosophical reasoning how one cannot always live. One cannot be immortal. This transmigration of the body is going on. Yesterday, the example was given, yatha trina jalauka ivam, trina jalauka is a small little worm, it moves on one leaf to another, it goes on like this. It leaves the first part, with this front of his body, and then steps with another leaf, and then it leaves the back part of his body. So it goes on like this. So trinajalokevam. So in the same way, the body is preparing. This human life, this life is for preparation for the next life. Next body. So, what have been our preparation? What we have been doing in this life. So similarly, our next life is being prepared. So the body is being prepared. So at the end of our this life, we give up this body and take another body based on our previous karma. So, tatha dhyantara prapti, Bhagavad Gita explains as we grow from childhood to youth to old age, and after old age, then we leave this body, and then go to another body. So, this kind of transmigration is going on. Tatha dhyantara prapti dhira stater namuhyati. The person who is dhira, who is knowledgeable, who is learned, is not bewildered by such change. But the demon like Kamsa is bewildered immediately, and he's going to do something heinous. So Vasudeva is trying to make him understand, see, body is perishable. You cannot live forever. And then he also gives other reasons that you are known to be a very great king in Bhoja dynasty. But if you kill your sister now, what people will talk about you? They will criticize you. There's a nice sloka Vasudeva says, I don't remember. It says, people will criticize you, and then you'll be ridiculed. You are such a great king, king of Mathura. He has done so many bad things, but Vasudeva has to praise him. In Hindi, there is saying, "Jab kam pade to gadhe ko bhi baap bana lo." Jab kam pade to gadhe ko bhi baap bana lo. Matlab, praise him. Even when you have to praise even a third class person to get your things done. So Vasudeva is trying to save Devaki, and he is praising Kamsa. Oh, you are such a great king, but if you kill your sister, your name will be ruined. So he goes on giving different options, and finally at the last he said that who knows there will be 8 sons of Devaki. There may not be, because Vasudeva already had so many queens, there were no children. So he was saying there may be or maybe not, but in any case, if there is a child, if there will be a child, I'll bring it to you. I will offer it to you. And you do whatever you want. But leave Devaki alone. Don't kill her. Yes, you are going to earn such a bad name. People will talk about you that he killed his own sister. He killed a woman, first of all. Women are not to be punished that way. Women are not to be killed. And not only she is not only a woman, she is your sister. And not only a sister, this is such an auspicious day today, we got married. And such an occasion, you are going to kill your sister. That's too bad. Too bad of your name. And so, the last point he gave was, I will give you the child if it weren't. So when Kamsa heard that, he was fully convinced. First of all, Vasudeva is a truthful person. He is known to be a satyavadi, always speaker of the truth. He never spoke a lie in his life. So Kansa knows this. He is a very trustworthy person. And then, now he says, I'll bring you a child. Means he will bring me a child. So, you know, I am free of death. You know, the death will, you know, the child as a death is born to me, to kill me. But the child, he brings a child, little child in front of me, I can immediately smash it. You know, the child. I will kill the death and I'll become the victorious. I'll become the deathless. He was convinced. Such a fool. Vasudeva tricked him very much, very nicely. There is a sloka when Vasudeva says this. I'm going away the topics anyway, so I know. He says, Putran samarpayase syaha yataste bhayam utthitam. Putran samarpayase, I will bring all the children, you know, that will be born to Devaki, and from which you have fear, I'll bring them to you. And then, I was hearing one time Radha Govinda Maharaj speaking on this topic, and he was going very in detail. So he said, people may argue, people may question that Vasudeva said that he said, I will give all children to you. How come he just took one and ran away, middle of the night? What kind of truth speaker he is? So he gives a reason. It is not so. Vasudeva has spoken what he has spoken, but Kansa misunderstood. Vasudeva has said, even though it is written like that, but that can be translated in this way, that I will bring all the children to you from which you have no fear. But the one children, you know, you fear of, I will never bring to you. So he says that putran samarpayase asyaha yataste. Then you give the a in there according to grammar. There is a you can hide. So yataste abhayam utthitam. Abhayam. Those children which we have no fear, I will bring them to you. But the Krishna which you fear of so much, the eighth child, I will never bring to you. So he said, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives his explanation like this. So Vasudeva spoke the truth. He said, I will not bring the eighth child to you, but I'll bring the other ones. Kamsa understood what he understood because he was not a Sanskrit grammarian. You know, he was not very good in Sanskrit. So he understood the very straightforward, you know, whatever it was, but there was a hidden meaning in there. So he didn't know. So Bhagavatam is not speaking a lie. Vasudeva is not speaking a lie. So in this way, Vasudeva was able to convince him. And then he said, okay, you go home. Because he's supposed to be, you know, leading them all the way to the home. But in the middle, you know, half of the way, he said, I'm going home now. You go. But remember, I will put you in a jail. All your children need to be born in jail. Anyway, Vasudeva accepted, and then all those things happened. And the first child was born. Vasudeva, remembering his promise, took this child to the Kamsa. Kamsa says, this is very little child. What he can do to me? You take him. You take him back home. I am not afraid of him. He's very small. I don't want to kill. So Vasudeva thought, such a mode of goodness he is in today. You know, he doesn't want to kill a child. You know, he wanted to kill his sister, and today he's been such a nice mood, in the mood of goodness. But he's an asura, you know. He can be any time up and down. Who knows? Any moment he'll be down. You know, mode of ignorance, passion. Those things go on and off. You know, because demons are not stable in the a learned person can be stable always in the mode of goodness. But the demon, they can never trust. It could be any time, you know. Hiranyakashipu, he was always looking for Vishnu. Hey, Vishnu, I'm going to kill you. You know, you kill my brother. And then when Lord Varaha killed Hiranyaksha, Hiranyaksha's wife and Hiranyaksha's mother and their children, his children, they all were crying, lamenting. And Hiranyakashipu goes and he gives such a nice Bhagavad Gita lecture. You know, Bhagavad Gita lecture given by Hiranyakashipu. It is recorded in Bhagavatam. You know, because you know the body is temporary. You know, it comes and goes. You know, the body, the soul is always there. He gives a nice lecture, you know. But because the demon is unstable in his, even though they have knowledge, but they cannot work on that level of their knowledge. So, you know, they are overcome immediately by the mode of passion and ignorance. So, as we can see always, how demons are overtaken by the moods. But anyway, Vasudev, Sattvam Vishuddham Vasudeva Shabditam, it is said in Bhagavatam. The Vishuddha Sattva, we're supposed to be coming up to the mode of goodness. And then beyond that is Vishuddha Sattva. What is this called? Pure goodness. The Vasudeva, that is the state of Vasudeva. Vasudeva is always in the pure state of mind. And one can become Vasudeva in Vasudeva. One can reach that level when one becomes pure. Pure of existence. Okay, I'm just going all over the place because I'm supposed to be leaving very soon. So, without any further delay, I will stop here. And if there is any questions and comments, please. Yes, please. Anaka Dunduvi. No. Anaka is the name of the particular drum that is called kettle drum. Yeah. Yeah, it's a name of one thing, anaka dunduvi. Yeah, anaka. It's anaka, aneka, anaka. Yeah. Yeah, anaka dunduvi is the name of one drum. Yeah. That's called anaka dunduvi. Yes. Something else? Yes, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Krishna Swarup Prabhu.
Thank you.
I was Prabhupada during the in the purport, he mentioned of the verse of Krishna give remembrance and forgetfulness.
Yes.
And it seems that it's implied that it's a very common thing for that, since Prabhupada mentioned that Krishna, even devotees at the time of death, if their mind is flickering,
possible.
He still comes, Krishna comes and gives remembrance, doesn't allow the devotee to forget his constitutional position and allows them to remember.
Yeah, Krishna is very grateful. Krishna is very grateful of our doings. If we are really, if we have ever done anything good, Krishna remembers that and he comes and gives, rewards us by fixing our mind, you know. And at the time of death, if our mind is flickering, Krishna will think, you know, that, oh, this fellow has done something to me. I have to make him remember me. So, you know, Krishna gives this chance again so that the mind will think of Krishna. That takes a lot of effort from our side. You know, if we have followed the rules and regulations and followed the procedure properly, a certain amount of time or quite a long time, and Krishna is very, he's a well-wisher of the living entity. Being a well-wisher, Krishna gives, Krishna gives again and again this chance that our mind may come back and remember Krishna. You know, just like Ajamil is given a second chance. You know, Prabhupada wrote a book of second chance. Why? He, you know, most of the part we read in Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ajamila was totally sinful for whole life. But in his childhood, Bhagavatam also describes his childhood, he was just such a brilliant brahmana, you know, very much engaged in the service of the deity, worshipping deity. Because that credit was still kept, you know, Krishna doesn't forget. Any part of our life, if we have engaged in the service of Krishna, Krishna keeps that in mind, that this person has done something to me and I have to reward. So even though the most part of his life, you know, for 80 years or, you know, he was engaged in sinful activities, at the very end, Krishna rewarded such a way that he was, you know, even the Yamadutas could not carry him away. So that is the quality of Krishna. Krishna never forgets. There was one saying, I think Bhakti Rasamrita Swami said, the quality, what is the difference between us and Krishna, between us and God, that we get and forget, Krishna gives and forgives. Krishna gives us all the time, he's giving us, and any offense we make, Krishna always forgets, you know, forgives. He gives and forgives. And then we always ask him, please give me this, give me this, give me this, and we always have things according to whatever we deserve, and then we get and we forget. We get from Krishna all these things, you know, I have wife, I have children, I have this, I have that, I mean, I have this ability and this and that, so many things Krishna has given. We try to forget, you know. We always try to forget. So this is the difference. And then the other way to say is that anything we give, if we give ever, if anything we give, then we always remember, oh, I have given something, you know. I have given something, some money to this temple or that person or this and that. I have given. When we give, we always remember this person. But when we get from someone, we try to forget. And for example, somebody gives us money, we try to assume that, you know, if the person forgets, it's better, you know. If the person forgets that he gave me some money, then I'll be okay. So I don't have to pay him back. that's our situation. Krishna gives and forgives. He gives and he forgives. And we get and we forget. Hare Krishna. So Krishna always helps because he is a well-wisher. He is ever well-wisher. Prabhupada used to shine. You know, you are ever well-wisher, Bhaktivedanta Swami. Krishna is ever well-wisher. Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. You know, Krishna makes us remembrance. And Krishna makes us forgive him. And, you know, but if anything we have done to Krishna, if anything we have done to Krishna in our life, Krishna will reward. Krishna will come back again to fix our mind so that our mind can think of Krishna, remember Krishna. So that's a great quality of Krishna. Therefore, he is Parampita. Krishna declares in Bhagavad Gita, Pitaham Asya Jagata. I am the father of this world. Not only father, I'm mata, dhata, pitamaha. I'm mother, I'm nourisher, and I'm grandfather. He's a father, he's a mother, he's a grandfather. What else he not? He's everything. Such a wonderful father. Such a wonderful grandfather who makes us remember him, even though we try to forget. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.